You don't know what it does for us. I mean, it's just a time of getting back and fellowshipping with friends, but more than that, it's relaxation. But we get to hear the word. We get to be fed. We get to be... So and we need to be fed so we can give out.
Amen.
Give out. But I want to share with you something else along those lines. See, that's one source that we're being fed by. And you know one of the other sources is BVOVN, Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And right now they've had some good teaching on and taking advantage of that. And there's something that God has laid on their heart, and that Eagle Mountain is the revival capital of the world.
Mm-hmm.
We have decided that we're going to participate with them.
Amen.
What do I mean by that? We're just like, we have a capital for the United States, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
It's up in Washington, D.C. Now, some people think we don't get any benefit from it. Well, there's benefit up there, but it put us on our knees. We've been having to pray so we can get more benefit from that capital,
right.
The capital of the United States of America. But the revival capital of the world is a little different. It's in the spiritual realm that we're participating. And what do I mean by that? I mean, listen, the Word of God doesn't change. We're responsible to read the Word for ourselves and to get revelation.
Yes.
Amen.
But the revival capital of the world, there is revelation that they get that they're sharing with other believers.
Yeah.
Amen.
We get to participate in that, and we get to build ourselves up, and we get to go out from here, praise God, and have revival because of what they're doing and the revelations that they're sharing. So I want to encourage you to listen to it as much as you can.
Amen.
And support them as you can.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, are we in the last days?
Yes, we are.
We're in the last of the last days, and I believe He's coming soon.
Amen.
And somebody just said, well, but they've been saying that for 2,000 years. Well, they have. But I want to ask you a question. Are we closer than we were 2,000 years ago?
Yes.
Amen. Yes. And I believe it's right around the corner. Some believe it's going to be this generation that's raising up right now. Yet I think it's going to be in our lifetime.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I do. It's so close. But I'll tell you what's going to happen to bring that about. And we've got to say into when it happens, and don't think we don't, because He's coming for a church without spot or wrinkle. He's coming, and we've got to do our part.
Amen.
When the gospel is preached to the last person on earth, it says, the Bible says, He's coming to get us.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
That's right.
And it's our job to take this gospel to them.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I want to read a scripture, and it's one that I read 3 weeks ago. Of course, you understand that Brother Copeland and Jerry Savelle, this is the 50th year of ministry, and they've been together for 50 years. So Jerry Savelle is kind of, he's there to support Brother Copeland all year long, and he's obviously going to participate. They weren't going to allow him not to, and I'm glad. But there's some great things that are going to happen because of that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And the other thing is, out of the revival capital of the world, then, we've got a prophet. And the prophet has said some things, but Jerry Savelle has also gotten a word from the Lord for 2019. And I want to read the scripture to start off with, though. Exodus 34:10 in the New King James says this. And he said, "Behold, I make a covenant before all you, your people. I will do marvels such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the people among whom you are shall see the works of the Lord, for it is an awesome thing that I will do with you."
Amen.
Now I want you to notice that God in His Word, He put a word in there, "I will make a covenant before all your people."
Amen.
This is a covenant. And God is a covenant keeping God.
Yes.
Amen.
That means He doesn't break it.
Amen.
Putting all together the words of Brother Copeland and Jerry Savelle for 2019, we get this. 2019 will be the year of abundant harvest. It will be the year of marvels, wonders, and extraordinary manifestations of the greatness of your God.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Thank you.
I'm expecting that.
Amen.
I'm expecting that. I'm saying it with my mouth, and I'm declaring it, praise God. And I'm also doing something else. I'm declaring His word in 2019 like no other time before.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. God is giving us opportunity to declare His Word. We're going to declare His Word this afternoon over at Carriage Court.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. And God's given me some word over there, and we're having to deal with these people. Listen, we're dealing with people that have never heard the good news of the gospel like we're preaching it before.
Yeah. Right now.
And we're going to have to work with them a little bit.
Yes.
And we're going to do that. Amen. I'm getting excited about that. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But Psalms 90:16 and 17 in the Passion Translation says this: Let us see your miracles again, and let the rising generation see the glorious wonders you're famous for. O Lord our God, let your sweet beauty rest upon us and give us favor.
Amen.
Come work with us, and then our works will endure, and give us success in all we do.
Amen.
How many is wanting success in all we do? Hallelujah. Glory to God. God says we're going to have success in this. Because, listen, we are the voice of the Lord on the earth today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's
and
right.
His success depends upon our success, and we have to participate with Him. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Did you notice 34:10, and I already said this, the word covenant. God is a covenant-keeping God. But some would say that is old covenant. We live in the new covenant. They want to think the old covenant has passed away. But Matthew 5:17 says this: Do not think that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
Amen.
He came to fulfill the law.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
So we don't do away with. Listen, if we did away with the law, then we'd have half a Bible. Well, relatively speaking, we just have what we call the New Testament.
Right.
And there are a lot of people who believe that the Old Testament is not relevant for today. God's a covenant-keeping God, and He's still keeping His covenant. Forever He'll keep that covenant.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Let me see where I am here now. I did not come to destroy it, but to fulfill. Matthew 5:17 in the Passion Translation says this: If you think I've come to set aside the law of Moses or the writings of the prophets, you're mistaken. I have come to fulfill and bring to perfection all that has been written.
Amen.
Did you hear that? He's come to fulfill and to bring to perfection all that is written. How's He going to do that? He's going to do that through His body.
Amen.
If we're a believer, we're a part of the body.
Yes.
And we're out there, praise God, called of God to go out and preach this gospel and bring people to the body of Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
If we are to see this fulfilled, we must be a people of prayer and intercession.
Amen.
2019 is going to put us on our knees like never before.
Amen.
And I'll tell you one of the reasons why. We're going to have to be very careful in the spirit, because we're going to have to look out for what the enemy's trying to do.
Amen.
Listen, we're taking steps towards God. We're taking steps towards bringing Him back. And the enemy doesn't like it.
Amen.
And you, listen, if you thought you had a target on your back before, you got a bigger one now.
Amen.
And we got to be listening very close.
Yes.
But I want you to know the Holy Spirit, our protector.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus protects us. Glory to God. Amen. We've got to claim the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. Praise.
And I told you a couple of weeks ago, God is the covenant God. I believe He gave us three things found in His covenant that we will use in 2019. And we will pray and work with the Holy Spirit. 2019 is a year of great expectation. It is the year of abundant harvest. Those three things are the blood, the word, and the name of Jesus. Today we're going to talk about the blood a little bit more, because today is Communion Sunday.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And it is the blood of the new covenant.
Yes.
Glory to God.
In His blood there is forgiveness of sin.
Amen.
And that's important. In the Old Covenant, in Genesis 22, and I'm going to read a long passage here, but just follow with me, it's in the King James. But Isaiah spoke to Abraham, his father, this is in 22:7, and said, I'm going to go through verse 18, my father, and he said, here I am, my son. And then he said, look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And you remember what's about to happen here. Abraham has taken his son and he's gone up because God said he wanted him to offer his son on, you know, as a sacrifice. And what did Abraham have to do in order to do that? He had to trust God.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
And he fully was doing that. In fact, Abraham fully expected as he was doing this and as he was there and he had the knife and he and we'll read it here, and it was about drawn to go ahead and to slit his throat, and God stopped him. God fully expected that that happened, that he was going to raise him up. Even if he lit the fire and it was a burnt offering and he had to come back out of the ashes, he was expecting that.
Amen.
He trusted his God that much.
Amen. Yes.
And that's important.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
So Isaac said, my father, and he said, here am I, my son. Then he said, look at the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself the lamb for a burnt offering. So the two of them went together. Then they came to a place of which God had told him. And Abraham built an altar and there placed the wood in order. And he bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. So he said, here am I. And he said, do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me.
Yeah.
Why was that important? Abraham's son. Why was Abraham's son important? Because Abraham, we know from this, became the father of faith.
Yes.
And the father of many, he is called the father of faith. And God had to look for, God was looking for a way to ever since Adam sinned, to get back into this earth. And he knew, listen, every covenant that God has ever done, it's been sealed, it's been bought by blood. Mm-hmm. And the old covenant was bulls and lambs. But do you remember what happened? And I'm getting ahead of myself, but I'll repeat myself, but it's all right. You remember about the blood of bulls that had to be continually done year after year because it was only a covering for sin.
Right.
But God was looking for something more. And because Abraham believed God where Isaac was concerned, it gave God the right then to swear by himself and do one better.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
He could offer his son. And I saw that. And I see that. The reason why Jesus could offer his son is because of what Abraham did.
Yeah.
He believed God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's read on here just a little bit. Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in the thicket by the horn. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place, the Lord will provide. As it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven and said, by myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessings, I will bless you. And multiplying, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
You have obeyed my voice. And I just lost my place. I'll be right back. Okay. Hebrews 8:6 in the New King James says this. But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry, inasmuch as he is also mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises. See, that's where we get to get this old covenant and a new covenant, and the new covenant is better. Well, it is better, praise God.
That's right.
Because it's been ratified by better blood.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. It is. But it doesn't do away with it. It fulfills the law of the and the prophet. Now, Hebrews 8:6 in the Passion Translation says this: "But now Jesus, the Messiah, has accepted a priestly ministry which far surpasses theirs, since it is the catalyst of a better covenant which contains far more wonderful promises."
Amen.
You get that word catalyst in there? I like that word catalyst. Because what is a catalyst? It's a, in a chemistry compound, a catalyst is something you add to a compound to get a reaction.
Amen.
And Jesus was the catalyst.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And it got quite a reaction.
Yes.
You'll remember what happened. Praise God. Because when Jesus gave up his life on the cross and shed his blood, the enemy thought he had him.
Right.
But he was the catalyst for the new covenant. Praise God. The new covenant. And so what happened? He spent 3 days in the earth and the enemy thought he had him, but then he rose from the dead.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You see, what we're talking about, this new covenant, what makes it so much better? What makes it different? I'll tell you what makes it different. It's because it did away with one thing in the old covenant. It made it better. It dealt with the sin problem once and for all.
Amen.
Amen. No one goes to hell because of sin.
Right.
They go to hell because they reject the Savior Jesus Christ and they never confess Him as Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Amen. And there's many going that way. But we're trying to bring as many along as we can today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I got excited about that because I saw there the new covenant, and we'll talk a little bit. I'm going to keep repeating myself. I get ahead of myself, but I got to keep going here. It gets gooder and gooder, better and better. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians 10:25. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This is the new covenant in my blood." His blood again took care of the sin problem once and for all.
Yeah.
Amen.
Aren't you glad we're not having to go back to the tabernacle and offer sins every year, offer offerings of bulls and goats every year for our sins?
Amen.
Now someone said, "Yeah, but I still sin." Well, God made provision for that in the new covenant.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness."
Right.
And listen, that doesn't mean you've got to go around confessing your sins all the time. See, because when you miss it, do you know when you've missed it?
Right.
Yep. When you've done something wrong, do you know you've done something wrong?
No.
Because the Spirit of God down here scratching at you.
Amen.
And it's those things that when He scratches at you and you missed it, maybe you treated somebody wrong, you said something wrong to somebody. Then you confess it.
Amen.
You get it out.
Amen.
And He's faithful and just to cleanse you of all.
Amen.
Forgive you and to cleanse you of all unrighteousness.
Amen.
But you see, what it did for us, it got rid of this thing. Because there's many believers out there, there's many Christians out there that think that they're just old sinners saved by grace.
Mm.
I praise God for the grace of God.
Yes.
For His operation and power on my behalf. But I praise God for the grace of God. But I'm not an old sinner anymore.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
If I'm a sinner, if you're a sinner, you're a sinner. But I'm a born again, spirit filled believer. And so are you if you've got Jesus on the inside of you.
Yes.
What does that mean? What did the blood of Jesus do for us? Praise God, when He gave it up on Calvary, it got rid of sin consciousness for us forever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not looking around, going around trying to sin anymore.
Amen.
See, when I was a sinner, I couldn't help but sin because that's all I could do. That's all I knew. But not anymore. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. He took away He answered and He did away with the sin question. Once and for all.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hebrews 10, 11 through 18 in the New Living Testament says this: "Under the old covenant, the priest stands and ministers before the altar day after day, offering the same sacrifice again and again, which can never take away sins. But our high priest offered himself to God as a single sacrifice for sins, good for all time."
Amen.
That ought to make you shout.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good for all time.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every time I look up, I'm reading and I lose my place. I'll get there. Just give me a minute. Glory to God.
Who's that?
I'll find it. Boy, I'll tell you.
Read verse 12.
Hang on just a minute. I'll find it. Good for all time, I said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Well, I'll go back to Bing and start reading again. It's that important if I have to. There he waited until his enemies are humbled and made a footstool under his feet. For by that one offering, he forever made perfect those who are being made holy. And the Holy Spirit also testified this to this also. That this is so. For he says, this is the new covenant I will make with my people on that day, says the Lord. I will put my law in their hearts and I will write them on their minds. Then he says, I will never again remember their sins and lawless deeds. And when sin have been forgiven, there is no need to offer any more sacrifices.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
There's no need for any more sacrifices.
Right.
It's one time, it's one and done. Praise God.
Amen.
With God, it's one and done. And the only responsibility we have, when that proposition is presented to us, the only responsibility we have is to accept it.
Yes.
Glory to God. And then live by it and walk in it. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Ephesians 1:7 in the New King James says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Ephesians 2:13 in the Passion Translation says this. Yet look at you now. Everything is new. Although you were once distant and far away from God, now you have been brought delightfully close to Him through the sacrificed blood of Jesus. You have actually been united to Christ.
Amen. Oh, glory to God.
By the blood you're united with Him. You're one with Him.
Oh.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Every benefit that Jesus got, you get. Hallelujah. You are an heir. You are a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God gave Jesus everything, and when he raised him from the dead, he gave him all authority. Guess what? We've got all authority. Glory to God.
Amen.
And it's all because he was willing to go and shed his blood. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The blood is important. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Ephesians 2:13 in the Passion Translation says this. Yet look at you now. Everything is new. Although you were once distant. Okay, I just read that, didn't I? Well, I'll read it again. It's good. Although you were once distant and far away from God, now you have been brought delightfully close to Him through the sacrificed blood of Jesus. You have actually been united to Christ.
Amen.
In the blood is newness of life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to tell you, it takes, we got to renew, the Bible says we got to renew our mind to this truth.
Yeah, that's right.
Because sometimes you're walking around, you don't feel like a new person. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this old world gets on you. This stuff, you know, the sin, you know, and what the devil's trying to throw at you gets on you and covers you, and he gets you discouraged. He gets you off. But listen, we got to keep looking at the Word of God.
Yeah.
That's where this newness of life comes from.
Yeah.
We got to keep renewing our mind to the Word of God until we just know that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible says, who his own self bear my sin and his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live under righteousness, by whose stripes I am healed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
The Message Bible says it this way. The blood is the newness of life in Romans 3:21-24. But in our time, something new has been added. What Moses and the prophets witnessed to all those years has happened. The God setting things right that we read about has become Jesus setting things right for us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All because of the shed blood of Jesus. That, and it was a perfect sacrifice because Jesus was one... was the Son of God who knew no sin.
Amen.
That's why the blood of bulls and goats wasn't one, because it was an imperfect sacrifice.
Right.
But this was a perfect sacrifice.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And not only for us, but for everyone who believes in Him. For there is no difference between us and them in this. Since we've compiled this long and sorry record as sinners, both us and them. There's no difference between us and the sinner, except for Jesus.
Amen.
But it's a big difference.
Yeah.
Praise God. That's what the difference is, the blood.
Amen.
And we've applied the blood to our sinful nature.
Amen.
And we got a new nature.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
And not only for us, but for everyone who believes. For there is no difference between us and them. Since we've compiled this long and sorry record as sinners, both us and them, and proved that we are utterly incapable of living the glorious life God wills for us, God did it for us.
Amen.
We couldn't do this enough. You can't make yourself good enough to come before the throne of God. You can't make yourself good enough.
Amen.
That's right.
To stand before Him.
Amen.
So how does He see us then today? He sees us through the blood of Jesus. It's the pure, perfect blood of Jesus, the one who never sinned, praise God, that gave himself for us.
Yes.
So every time he looks at us, he sees the blood that did away with our sin.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Out of sheer generosity, he put us in right standing with himself.
Amen.
Is God good?
Yes.
Or is He good? A pure gift. He got us out of the mess we're in and restored us to where He always wanted us to be.
Amen.
Anybody ever been in a mess?
Oh, yes.
He says He'll get you out.
Amen.
Even today as we're walking this thing out. Because how many know we're on the way, praise God, to being with Him forever.
Amen.
And down here on the other, Jesus said, you'll have trials and tribulations.
Amen.
But be of good cheer. I have overcome out of the world. How did He do that? By the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
His shed blood, praise God, did away with sin.
Amen. Yeah.
The Bible says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Amen.
Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Whenever the enemy tries to overcome you, I want you to know you can just pull up to the table.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Whatever you have need of, if he's trying to overtake you in a sickness, praise God, just pull up there and say, okay, God, I'm going to eat some healing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because you know what? It says we can pull up to that table.
Amen.
But there's one who can't get in on that table.
Amen.
He can't sit down with you at that table.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. He's not welcome at that table.
Amen.
He has no right at that table.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Because of the blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
We can go to that table. We can go to that table whenever we need to.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
He got us out of the mess we were in. And restored us to where He always wanted us to be. And He did it by means of Jesus Christ. That, of course, we're referring to His shed blood.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
What does the blood do? It gives us a fresh start.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I tell you, I needed a fresh start.
Amen.
So I got one with the blood of Jesus.
Amen. Yes.
Hallelujah. And so can you. Praise God. And so do you. And praise God. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
2 Corinthians 5, 16 through 21 in the Message says this. Because of this decision, we don't evaluate people by what they have or how they look. We look at the Messiah that way. We looked at the Messiah that way once and got it all wrong, as you know. We certainly don't look at Him that way anymore. Now we look inside, and what we see is that anyone united with the Messiah gets a fresh start.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just got to say this because the Spirit of God just said it. He's the God of the second chance, the third chance.
Amen.
If you mess up, praise God, just go to Him and repent, praise God, and start all over. You can get a fresh start if you need it.
Amen.
But there's one thing I've learned about the fresh start with God. I don't have to go all the way back to the beginning.
Right.
Amen. I get to start where I left off.
Amen.
If I repent, praise God.
Yes.
But it's a fresh start. Listen, hallelujah. That's what makes the devil so mad. We get to do this thing over until we get it right.
Amen.
I think Kenneth Copeland said one time, it's my ball and my bat and God is the umpire and we get to play until I win. Because of the blood, we win, praise God. Until we get it right, we win. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, doesn't that just make you want to shout glory to God? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's a good God.
Amen.
The old life is gone. A new life burgeons. Look at it. All this comes from the God who settled the relationship between us and Him and then called us to settle our relationship with each other. God put the world square with Himself through the Messiah, giving the world a fresh start by offering forgiveness of sins. God has given us the task of telling everyone what He is doing.
Amen.
Love the people and win the lost.
Amen.
And where do we do that? Every day, wherever we are, praise God, we're talking about Him. We're talking about Him. Praise God. When He gives us an opening, we're talking about Him.
Right.
Glory to God.
Yes.
And we need to just barge right on in there and not be afraid to say whatever we need to say and not be afraid to do what He tells us to do, glory to God. Do it immediately, praise God. I tell you, I'm getting more bold all the time. Praise God. I'm because the Bible says, and I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit, but I'll get to these signs shall follow them with me. In My name they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So don't be afraid to lay your hands on the sick. Praise God. Because of the blood of Jesus, it's not you doing the healing anyway. You couldn't heal a gnat's wing. I heard somebody say that one time, but it's true anyway. Glory to God. But I'll tell you what you can do. You can do what the Word of God says.
Amen.
And you can let the Lord of God that lives inside of you, praise God, work on the inside of you, praise God, and bring about what's needed.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Not back down.
That's right.
Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
God has given us a task of telling everyone what He is doing. We're Christ's representatives. God uses us to persuade men and women to drop their differences and enter into God's work of making things right between them. We're speaking for Christ Himself now. Become friends with God. He's already a friend with you. How, you ask? In Christ. He put the wrong on Him who never did any wrong so that we could be put right with God.
Amen.
Only God could do that by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And by the precious blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Thank God.
That's what we're called to tell people about. The great exchange.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but it just gets me excited.
Amen.
Now listen. How many know that it's getting darker out there in the world? That means, praise God, that when you're walking around and having been redeemed by the blood of Jesus, your light is getting brighter.
Amen.
And I believe this with all of my heart. And you just need to make yourself available and quit running and hiding.
Amen.
We don't hide ourselves under a bushel anymore.
Amen.
We're called to preach the gospel.
Yeah. Amen.
And I want to go back to, I'll get in my conclusion. I'll get it said again. I'll get here. Because, listen, 2019 is going to be a great year.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Exodus 34:10 again says, and He said, behold, I make a covenant. An everlasting covenant. God keeps every covenant. God keeps every covenant He ever made.
Yeah. Amen.
That's right.
Before all your people, I will do marvels such as have not been done in the earth nor in any nation. And all the people among whom you are shall see the work of the Lord, for it is an awesome thing that I will do with you.
Amen. Amen.
He's going to do things that He's never done before on this earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And you know what? If we are in expectation. See, that's the part I added to what they said. It's a year of abundant harvest and all of these spectacular things happening. But listen, if you're not expecting it, it won't happen for you.
Amen.
We got to keep our expectation out there. Praise God. So we got to keep ourselves built up in faith because that's how we see it. We call those things that be not as though they were. Praise God. And hallelujah. And if we're calling those things that be not as though they were, we're doing it, praise God, because He's directed us to. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't speak words out. And listen, and Jesus gave us the clue how to do this. You've heard me say it before, but I'll keep repeating it because I think it was Oral Roberts told somebody, told Kenneth Copeland or somebody, Jerry Savelle. He told him, he said, listen, unless your people have heard your sermons at least seven times, they're not getting it. So I'm going to repeat myself over and over until you get it.
Amen.
Amen. And how do I know you're going to get it? When I see everybody coming in that door because you're bringing somebody in here.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Because that tells me that you've been out there during the week, praise God, doing what he calls you to do. Hallelujah. Go out and preach the gospel.
Amen.
See, the Bible says how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that was sick and oppressed of the devil.
Amen.
Praise God. We're out there to shout the good news. And I'm telling you, the calling card for God is the fact that he is the healer.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he's getting ready to do something he's never done before.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. And I can't imagine that. Because listen.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's doing some great things right now.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
He is. Hallelujah.
Jerry, I just listened to Jerry Savelle on that. And he gave, again, his testimony of his daughter.
Jerry.
No, it was the other one. But one of his daughters, anyway, doesn't matter. In the nursery, in the early days in Brother Copeland's meeting, she was in there crawling on the floor. Lady was rocking a baby in a rocking chair, and the little baby just crawled on me, and she got her fingers cut off. The tips of her fingers. Two of them. And they wrapped those fingers up and kind of gave them to him. And of course, they rushed to the hospital. But they were believers. They were believing God. They got to the hospital and that doctor. Now listen, this doctor was a Buddhist. Had Buddhist statues in there. And he said, well, there's nothing we can do with that. He just took those fingers and threw them in the trash. Nothing we can do with these. He said, all we can do now is just take some skin graft off of her behind and graft it in, and she'll never be perfect again. He said, no, that's not right. I serve a big God. My God is able, and he will.
That's right.
Right. Yeah.
He said, you're delusional. You're beside yourself. He went to his wife and said, I don't know what's wrong with your husband. He said, no. We serve a God who can.
Yes.
And who will.
Amen.
Amen.
And he didn't believe him. And so he just wrapped those things up and those little fingers up. And it wasn't but a few days later when they had to go back to him. Praise God. What was it?
A couple months.
Six
weeks.
6 weeks. Okay, whatever. Anytime they were going back. Nothing compared to eternity. Amen. And you know the story. But he went back and the doctor took those off and he couldn't believe it. And on top of that, of course, all that went throughout. And his wife at home, because he told his wife, and they were laughing at these people. But his wife went to the hairdresser and was going to tell about this miracle. Well, the hairdresser had already heard about it. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
And you know what? She got born again.
Praise the Lord.
And so did that doctor.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen, I'm telling you, God uses these spectacular, extraordinary things to get attention.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
What about legs growing out? What about missing limbs growing back?
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Who was it gave a testimony about somebody didn't have a finger?
Yeah, the lady didn't have a finger. And she had other strong people who are strong in the Lord with her, but even they were wondering about it.
Skeptical.
Because
they'd never seen a finger grow out. But she wouldn't take no for an answer.
Amen.
Amen.
And she believed and that finger grew back.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
It came out.
I'm believing for that stuff.
Amen.
Now listen.
Amen.
Sometimes it takes a little time for these things to happen.
Amen.
When you pray for it, don't give up.
That's right.
Okay, I'll just share with you because God gave me some instructions for over here this afternoon. We've got a lady over there we've been praying for.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get the help of the rest of them in there to help her because we're going to change her name. God changed Abraham's name, didn't he?
Yeah.
Her name's going to be Peggy, healed of the Lord, neighbor. And I want all of her friends to say, Peggy, healed of the Lord.
There you go.
Until that gets down on the inside of her. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Won't that be exciting?
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
And there's others.
Amen.
We know it's going to happen.
Amen.
I'm not backing down anymore.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
I can't.
Because
I can't side with the enemy.
That's hallelujah.
It's revival time.
Yes.
It's end time harvest.
Yes.
Glory to God. We got things to do. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.